The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sarah McGuinness is with me now in studio, a political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. So what's the latest, Sarah, on the presidential race?
Well, Bob Geldof is both flattered and enthusiastic about the prospect for running for the president.
We missed you. Your microphone wasn't on there. Bob Geldof, you said at the start.
Bob Geldof, in a bombshell statement to the Irish Independent, has said that he is flattered and enthused by people who have come to him saying that he should seek the presidency. So at this stage, everyone is seriously considering a tip at the R's, it seems. But he was the most recent name to come out of today.
Okay. Any suggestion as to what party might support Bob Geldof?
No,
or is this just kind of general people, or is it Bob Geldof just inserting himself into a story that wants nothing to do with them?
Well, see, so my first glance at this push notification from the Irish Independent, I was kind of like, oh, Bob Geldof probably just wants to be seen as someone who might run for the presidency. But the reporting by Senan Maloney actually reveals that he had a conversation with Taoiseach Micheál Martin on Friday. And while Micheál Martin is firmly behind Jim Gavin and told Bob Geldof so, it seems to me that he has had some serious kind of approaches from government buildings. Now, I don't know if he's too late to it, if Fianna Fáil had been onto him before and now they have Jim Gavin and they like Jim Gavin and they want to go with Jim Gavin, or what the story is. I don't know, maybe if he's a Sinn Féin candidate, although the way that the piece was written, it made it seem like it came from government buildings themselves. So still very uncertain. Will Bob Geldof run? Probably not, but it's still a bit of crack anyway on a Monday.
All right. So let's talk then about, you know, government buildings. I'll talk about Fianna Fáil in a moment, but Fine Gael, Sean Kelly is reluctantly withdrawing from the race.
Yeah, so I suppose there had been a lot of discussion previously about Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly, and the fact that, from my perspective anyway, when Mairead McGuinness dropped out of the contest and she said that she was withdrawing for health reasons, it could have been a moment for Fine Gael to kind of flounder, and they did not want to do that. Rightfully so. So they kind of, they seem to want competition this time around, which they didn't the first time, to kind of be perceived as a party in demand and with options, and one that has candidates out the wazoo to replace Michael D. Higgins. So they were more than happy to facilitate a contest with Sean Kelly wanting to run Heather Humphreys, but they really wanted Heather to get it. This whole thing has kind of just been set up for the optics of it. And Sean Kelly at first was kind of saying, I want it now. I'm more than happy to go for it. He was apparently hitting the phones at the same time as Heather Humphreys was. Like, he was actively kind of seen within the party to be doing as much as she was. But I suppose the leadership quite quickly came out in support of Heather. And there's only kind of so much you can do on that. You have to save face at some point. If he had kind of let it go to the actual crunch time decision making process and it came out in Heather's favour, well, everyone would have said, obviously, it's going to come out. Obviously going to come out this way.
I wonder, will it leave a bad taste in anyone's mouth, though, in the back benches, maybe in Fine Gael, that this was foisted upon them? I mean, Sean Kelly is well got in certain circles.
He's
in Fine Gael.
He's well got. And I mean, in terms of, he had to win a much bigger electorate than Heather Humphreys has ever had to contest with, just with the nature of being an MEP for Ireland South. That's a huge voter, that's a huge like cohort of voters that he would have had to win over, and he did. So yeah, I think there were definitely some people who kind of felt like maybe he had been a bit led on by the leadership in all of this, that maybe he was being a bit toyed with, he might have been a bit of a pawn. But ultimately, if it had been anyone else but Heather, they might feel strongly about it, but she is also so well got.
Yeah.
And she is really heavily liked.
Well, let's talk about Fianna Fáil then, right?
Oh, Jesus.
So I spoke to Biddy Kelleher at the Kennedy Summer School on Saturday, and he was insistent on Saturday that he had more than one cabinet minister, Fianna Fáil cabinet minister, who would support him. He also acknowledged that his numbers were only going to go one way once Micheál Martin started making second and third round phone calls to those cabinet ministers. And it appears, well, he was right.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. And immediately on Friday, I found Billy Kelleher's approach to all of this so fascinating, because we had been hearing, like anyone working in Leinster House had been hearing for weeks, the frustrations and the groaning from the Fianna Fáil backbenchers saying, look at Fine Gael running away, getting all the headlines, and here we are looking like we don't have any options. Like, will Micheál Martin please show his hand? Billy Kelleher goes on air on RTE, says, do you know what? Yeah, no, I'm not ruling myself out completely. And in a way, completely forced Micheál Martin to reveal what his plan was,
yes,
by saying, I want it. So, Yeah.
I think that there's obviously something to Billy Kelleher's complaint, though, because he wasn't the only one saying it, and not even the only one saying it publicly. Bertie effectively said the exact same thing.
No, I kept
going to the hierarchy and saying, what's the plan? And they kept saying, oh, at the end of the month, we'll make a call. And Billy was saying the same thing. As I think there was a sense that everyone was being kind of pawned off.
No, completely. And I suppose in a race like the presidential election, Fianna Fáil are kind of very much feel like the wind is behind them. They're the largest party in government. They're the largest party in local government. And I suppose the members of Fianna Fáil want to feel in on the decision and that it's not all coming from Micheál Martin. However, he had his own plan for that. But in terms of Billy, I think it's going to be really interesting. The criteria to contest for the Fianna Fáil nomination is much lower than that for Fine Gael. So Fine Gael, Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys both needed 20 members of the Oireachtas, 25 councillors and 5 members of the Executive Council, which is a lot of hoops to go through. Fianna Fáil, you just need the backing of 5 people. Now, obviously, who those 5 people are say a lot about your chances of actually getting over the line. But it was really interesting today. Jim O'Callaghan is quite friendly with Billy Kelleher on a personal level. Jim O'Callaghan, Justice Minister, who previously would have had quite a fragmented relationship with Taoiseach Micheál Martin. So he held out until this afternoon to throw his weight behind Jim Gavin as opposed to Billy.
I wonder, was he one of the ones Billy was counting when he spoke to me on Saturday?
I say he probably was. But also, my recollection is the 1997 ballot for the Fianna Fáil presidential nomination when it was Albert Reynolds versus Mary McAleese. That was a secret ballot. So, you know, it still could come out in Billy's favour. I don't think it will, but it still could. It will be certainly interesting to keep an eye on. And he certainly has rattled a couple of cages and gotten the ball rolling there.
So there had been talk that Sinn Féin were going to wait until kind of closer to the end of September almost.
I know.
Which, as I keep saying, you cannot wait until after the ploughing to announce who your presidential candidate is going to be, because they have to be down in Tullamore pressing the flesh. Are they going to wait till the end of September?
No, and I don't think they can either. So Mary Lou MacDonald actually said today that she would have a decision next week, last words. But there's the issue of the ploughing firstly, but there is also the issue of local councils will be meeting across the 15th and 16th of December, where they will basically hear the likes of Gareth Sheridan out, the likes of Nick Delahunty out, and if they are lobbying enough for their votes, they might say, sure, there's enough of us here who haven't been told by our party to back, we'll give you a go for the sake of democracy, yada yada yada. So really Sinn Féin will want to have told their councillors, this is who you're voting for when that day comes, to make sure that there's no one else squeezing onto the ballot who might take some of their vote.
All right. Before you go then, I mean, the one person guaranteed to be running, Catherine Connolly, how are those in the Catherine Connolly camp, particularly the Social Democrats, who kind of, you know, were most close to or at the start of all of this, how are they feeling now after Annan Kelly's garrotting of her live on Tip FM?
God, she had a bit of a disastrous week last week, and I don't think her campaign team are doing her any favours. Catherine Connolly has been historically media shy, sometimes media sceptical. She doesn't really like doing interviews and putting herself out there. She's a very prolific and very competent speaker in the Dáil, but she kind of leaves all of her business to the Dáil and then the constituency. So, you know, her campaign hasn't gotten off to the most electrifying shock, apart from Alan Kelly saying that he wouldn't vote for her. I'd say they're rattled there. And another thing that I've been thinking about is the fact that she is kind of at the mercy of Sinn Féin here. Sinn Féin backing her and backing her campaign would make her life 10 times easier, because it means that there isn't going to be another centre-left, left-wing candidate to split her voter base in two. So even I've kind of seen a shift in her from about Thursday on. Like previously, her campaign team were a disaster with the press, organising doorsteps, basically pulling out of them. They had one up in Belfast on Thursday, which was kind of a signal. She spoke about a United Ireland, maybe trying to appeal to Sinn Féin there. And then she did an interview with This Week on RTE and was more upfront than we've seen her about issues like her trip to Syria with Mick Wallace and Claire Daly and so on. So it seems that she kind of is trying to ramp up her efforts a little bit. I'd say it's to woo Sinn Féin, because as I said, her life will be 10 times easier if she has their support than without it.
Any chance of that?
It depends. Honestly, like Sinn Féin are going, I don't know if you've read all the slew of interviews that Mary Lou MacDonald has been saying, but they are so tight-lipped on this. There is absolutely no telling what they're going to do. So I would say never say never. It kind of depends on who else they have in the backbenches, who they do have Pearse Doherty, Rose Conway Walsh are kind of the two main names mentioned, apart from Mary Lou McDonald's. I'd say they'd be more likely to go with Catherine over one of them, but who knows?
Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Mail. Sarah, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.